Title: 5 TCPA Class Action Trends to Watch in 2018, Legislation, Administrative Law and Litigation. Content: 1. Have the GOP's hopes for enacting the Fairness in Class Action Litigation Act been dashed? Passed in March 2017 by the U.S. House of Representatives, the Fairness in Class Action Litigation Act of 2017, H.R. 985, has stalled in the Senate. Among other things, the House bill would dictate the method by which to calculate attorneys' fees in a class action and significantly limit recoverable attorneys' fees to a reasonable percentage of 1. Any payments received by class members, and 2. The value of any equitable relief. H.R. 985, Section 103, the bill also installs a stringent ascertainability rule that would likely result in more denials of class certification. On March 13, 2017, the House bill was sent to the Senate Judiciary Committee, but the committee has not taken any further actions to advance the bill. In the current political climate, there may be a tailwind for this legislative effort in 2018. 2. The FCC's progress and speed in resolving the backlog of TCPA petitions. Several petitions for declaratory ruling were filed with the FCC in late 2016 and 2017 requesting clarification on issues relating to the meaning of prior express consent under the TCPA. After soliciting and receiving comments from the public, those petitions are ripe for decision by the FCC. See in the matter of Credit Union National Association Petition for Declaratory Ruling, DKT, number 02-278, filed September 29, 2017, requesting FCC to exempt from the TCPA all informational calls made by credit unions to cell phones where the wireless subscriber has an established business relationship with the credit union, or the called party is not charged for the call. In the matter of Petition for Expedited Declaratory Ruling of BB Stores Incorporated, DKT, number 02-278, filed November 18, 2016, requesting retroactive waiver of TCPA's prior express written consent requirement for robocalls for calls made by BB from October 16, 2013, to October 7, 2015. At least two petitions for declaratory ruling were filed by defendants in pending TCPA facts class actions last year, and those petitions also await decision from the FCC. 3. Will courts continue to snuff out flu-shot reminder call class actions? The Second Circuit has already issued two decisions this year affirming dismissals of putative TCPA class actions because the calls in question conveyed a healthcare message. In Zani v. Rite Aid Headquarters, Number 17-1230 CV, 2018 WL992309, 2D CIR February 21, 2018, the Second Circuit affirmed the District Court's summary judgment ruling in Rite Aid's favor and held that its flu shot reminder calls were health care messages exempt from the TCPA's written consent requirement. The Zani decision follows on the heels of another recent Second Circuit decision affirming summary judgment in a case involving flu-shot text message reminders. In Lattner v. Mount Sinai Health System Incorporated, 879F.3D52, 2D CIR January 9, 2018, as amended, the Second Circuit upheld summary judgment in defendants' favor because the reminder text at issue constituted a healthcare message exempt from the TCPA. 4. The Supreme Court considers cert petition in TCPA class action seeking resolution of the ascertainability circuit split. The lingering circuit split among the federal courts of appeals regarding proper interpretation of the so-called ascertainability requirement under Rule 23 seems ripe for resolution by the Supreme Court. On November 30, 2017, plaintiffs in a TCPA facts case challenged their class certification defeat in the Sixth Circuit by seeking Supreme Court review on the question of whether the trial court's ability to identify class members qualifies as a prerequisite to Rule 23, class certification under the rubric of ascertainability, predominance, or superiority. See Sandusky Wellness Center, LLC v. ASD Specialty Healthcare Incorporated, 863F.3D460, Sixth Circle September 1, 2017, as corrected on denial of Ragee and Bank, affirming denial of TCPA plaintiff's motion for class certification because plaintiffs could not satisfy ascertainability requirement, petition for cert. filed, U.S. November 30, 2017, number 17-803. 1. The Supreme Court's resolution of the nettlesome ascertainability standard would provide much-needed clarity on the standard a plaintiff must satisfy to prove that a class can be identified for certification purposes. The defendant filed its opposition to the cert. P.